Hello, listener. I am the internet. What you are about to listen to will be filled with pop culture, mumblings, random fits of rage, and non-stop laughs. Please buckle up and enjoy the ride. You are now on the internet with Seth and Katrina. Using my incredible power, I am bringing you this program live via streaming high-definition video every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I want to hear from you. Call or text at any time during the show using the phone number 505-750-0304. On the Internet is brought to you exclusively by Duo and is sponsored by Marvel's newest superheroes, Seth and Katrina. Their superpowers may be lame, but their sexiness is off the charts. And now, here's Seth and Katrina.
You like that one?
I did.
I thought that one was good. Totally just like us.
Yep.
Our only superpower is being
sexy.
Beasts.
Apparently. I didn't talk about the beast part. But
I know. I added
it. She just added it in.
Oh, welcome.
I had to contribute.
To On the Internet, episode number four.
Four.
Which means that there's 96 episodes.
Sorry,
96.
Until Katrina leaves. 96 left.
We're already counting down.
And once we get to 99, we'll just change the name of the show and restart the count to make her stay longer.
Yeah, we'll see if that works.
It'll be called Off the Internet.
I will be here for another year, though, right? You knew that, right?
I did, yeah.
But
so
like,
that's at least another 45-ish
another
episodes.
Another year, I mean, until after New Year's of 2015.
Oh, you'll be here till early 2016?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's intriguing.
Yeah. I didn't sign up for a commitment that long. I don't know.
It's okay. You can break it up.
I can just quit anytime.
I wasn't expecting that response.
Well, anyway, welcome to On the Internet. We're live every Wednesday at 7, 8.
It's 8.
8 Central Time. This time change is really messing with me. 8 o'clock.
It's been 8.
We've
no
always
bad.
Done it at 8.
Don't blame the time change
if you
for
go
your
like
stupidity.
7 o'clock.
All these
whatever.
Facts.
What's Colorado's time zone?
It would be 7 in Colorado.
I know, but what's their time? Okay, so 7 o'clock Mountain
yeah,
Time.
Let's
we're
not,
on the air at 7 o'clock Mountain
let's
Time.
Let's not burden ourselves with all these facts.
Just because you don't understand that. Facts
okay.
doesn't mean that.
Anyway, what do we have to talk about today, Seth?
I haven't even got done introducing the show.
Oh, well,
hurry up.
Why? What more do you have to say? We're on the internet.
We have to say.
We don't do math.
We have to.
And you have no reason not to listen.
Yeah, we have to get to that. Yeah. Okay, well, you covered
there's
it.
There's no reason. None.
Now let's move on.
This is not to watch live, but just want to clear that up specifically. It's you have no excuse to not watch us live. But if you, you know, you can check out our new episodes Thursday at duo.com if you need to. But today is going to be a little bit more serious than usual.
Okay,
we're gonna get
Katrina can't even.
We're gonna get into
attempt.
Some heavy topics today.
Like what?
Heavy taco.
Heavy tacos.
Heavy tacos.
I'm sorry, I'm a little bit hungry.
That'll
so,
be
topics.
That'll be the name of the episode.
Heavy tacos.
Heavy tacos.
Now I want Chipotle really bad.
Cameron, I failed. Can you turn those two gray things back down a little bit? I turned them up too loud. Just a smidgen. That's good. Thank you.
Smidgen.
I didn't anticipate. Well, our music was really quiet, and now we're really loud. So I was like, I'm going to fix it. And I broke it.
Okay, so what are
don't
these
burden yourself
heavy
with these
topics?
God, what are we being serious about?
So, I have car trouble, which I'm now going
which
to blame on Katrina.
You could blame on this show because you only ever seem to have car trouble when we do
yep.
a show.
I'm going to start blaming
are
on you.
Are you with cars?
forgot about that.
I'm glad.
We're also going to talk about, well, we can. I also have on here Tim Cook coming out of the closet and saying he's gay. I don't know if we want to talk about
does
what that
Katrina
means.
Does Katrina know who that is?
Well, we'll get to it.
Yep.
The election, we could talk a little bit about that. Katrina Woo. Says no, but we probably will. And then we've also got this weird, crazy story about clocks.
Oh, no.
Katrina, have you ever imagined a world without clocks?
I feel like I'm having deja vu.
But that's a crazy story that we're going to get to. And then I've got 65 pages of show prep today. It's a lot of stories. We're not going to get to any of them except for the clock story. But 65 pages is quite a bit. We also hung out outside of the show
what?
This week.
We did.
Which never happens.
I almost was going to be like, win. But I remembered.
Because even though it was only 4 days ago, it feels like it's been 3 months.
Yep. And I don't even have any excuse of a party.
I also want to talk about Alex from Target.
Oh,
okay.
Because I just want to get your...
I have no idea who this is, but I've...
You're the only person on Earth.
Let's go.
Just kind of want to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
And then you have a few stories that we can get to. Chris, what do you have tonight?
I failed tonight.
She has nothing.
Nope.
So Alex is our starting point.
You really want to know about Alex from Target?
Only because it makes her feel so uncomfortable. I feel like I want to...
I don't think she feels uncomfortable unless Alex from Target did something unspeakable.
No.
Which, well, if you she didn't sound like she wanted to talk about it.
No,
I guess
I was
put it that
surprised
way.
That Katrina just is so out of
She's
pop
not on
culture.
The internet. Well, she is, but she...
But I'm Bob.
I also am just staring at Katrina's paper in which she wrote shingles. Very large.
Oh, no. Well, we probably need a shingles update, too.
Well, you know, you were talking about people listening and stuff. My brother called me the other day, just out of the blue, and he was just like, "You didn't tell me you had shingles?" My first response was, "You're listening to the show?
Trevor signed up for Duo? Are you kidding me right now?"
Oh. His response was, "No, Mom called me."
Aww. I'm so disappointed.
I know I am too.
I really wanted him to sign up for Duo.
He's going to.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make him.
Yeah,
that was why I wrote shingles, because you...
Katrina, his $10 a month helps us directly.
I know.
Like, he should. He should sign up. And he shouldn't even take a 60-day trial. He should immediately start paying us.
Because he knows we're
awesome. I agree.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's what he should do. Let's see. Has he signed up? Nope.
No.
I told you he didn't.
But Roberto Tate has signed up. So, hi, Roberto Tate. Whoever you are.
Roberto.
And let's see, it also looks like some heavy hitters. Matthew's mom has signed up for our service. So, Matthew, would you do me a favor and walk over this mic and just say hi to your mom, just so she continually hears you and keeps paying? That'd be great. Just walk over and say hi, Mom. You know, plug something if you want. Yeah, Cameron's.
Hi, Mom.
Anything else you want to say?
Keep watching.
Cameron muted you, which I think
it's
was...
Okay.
He said keep watching, which isn't even accurate, so I'm glad Cameron muted him. Good job, engineer. It's great foresight. Thank you. That's all the people worth mentioning. Let's see. No one else is worth mentioning.
Okay.
Except for Cameron's dad. Thank you, sir.
Shout out
you
to
wanna
Cameron's
sign up
dad.
Again and give us more money? I won't stop you. Yeah, Cameron's woman.
Latina
thing.
Lover.
They're not really girlfriend, boyfriend.
No.
I don't even know
Cameron's
if he still
not
talks
really
to her.
Boyfriend material.
Ooh. Man, that's mean.
I'm just saying.
He's had a long-term relationship, but it resulted in a dog child. So, I mean, at some point, he was boyfriend material.
Yes, at one point.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
So.
I think, too.
He's gotten away from that.
So he's got more douchey as he's gotten older?
Sure.
Most people get less douchey.
I mean, to put words in my mouth,
older.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He goes up from supreme douche to cool guy to supreme douche. It can happen multiple times
hours.
In a day. Yeah. Just over and over. You just never know what you're going to get from him. But
anyway,
you know, Trevor. Well, he won't hear this. He doesn't sign up. But Trevor, you should sign up. Can you tell him we talked about him so he'll sign up?
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
Wait, that'll actually give him.
Yeah, I was
going to
say
if
he knows that
him,
we talked about him, he'll definitely sign up.
Because he's very conceited like me. So
guys, I don't care at all if you only pay us because we drop your name every episode. I will read off a list of 70 people every episode to keep you paying. I'll even read a message if you if you email Seth. At duo.com. I can't believe I recreated that. That was
I can't
so
either.
Impressive.
That was pretty good.
That was so good. But if you
Snapchat,
send
though.
Us Seth at duo.com or anything, Adolf at duo.com, whatever it is, it comes to me. Your name and a message to read.
Wait.
If you sign up and pay $10 a month, I will read your message. Or Katrina will. It will be said on this show.
Yes.
So there you go.
I will.
Well, you want to call Trevor? His number's in our phone system.
No, Cameron asked me if he's got Twitter, and I said no,
yeah,
and then I was
does.
Thinking he does,
but
so
he doesn't.
I had to look him up.
He doesn't ever
use
tweet.
It.
I think it's Trevor Abbott's.
It is Trevor Abbott's.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
I think it's Trevor Abbott's. He's a creative man.
His last tweet, this is hilarious, his last tweet was, "Hey, don't blame this on me, at Duo," and it was from Halloween of 2012.
Oh, no. God.
That was his last tweet. Thank you, Trevor.
Does he still hate me?
No, he asked the same about you, though.
Was the joke ever that I hated him? I thought the joke was only that he hated me.
I think he thought
he turned that around on himself, because that's what we do.
So this joke that he hated me, which he never really did, somehow got twisted in Trevor's brain for me to hate him?
Yes.
So a fictional thing of him hating me turned into a real thing of me hating him.
I think it's because it took so long that he forgot which way the hate went.
He just assumed that he was the hated.
I mean, yes.
It's beautiful.
A little self-esteem. You guys are two peas in a pod. You think about it, the last time he was on the show was, as you can tell, was 2 years ago.
Apparently.
You and I didn't talk for a year. Yeah. So how does that get twisted over time?
Well, I remembered. I mean, we jumped right back on the bike. We'd say, Templeton, are you with cars? Does Trevor still hate me? We have all the old memes.
Right. We do. But that's Trevor, because we know the day-to-day. He's like laughing la la land.
Day-to-day, I've seen you 4 times in the last 2 months.
Yep.
Katrina doesn't really know what she's saying currently. She's just making things up.
It runs on the Abbott's family.
Yep.
It's okay. We kind of love the Abbott's family. So
you have to, right?
Alex from Target.
Yes.
Okay. So since you don't know anything about Alex from Target, I'll just tell you who he is. He's a man named Alex, and he works at Target. End of story. What happens is someone took a picture of him bagging groceries at Target, literally like head down, something going into a bag, nothing special about it, and said, Alex from Target, guy bagging my groceries is so hot, and tweeted it. And then it went viral. For God knows what. There are vines about Alex from Target. There are t-shirts about Alex from Target. He made it onto Ellen. Like, he went viral.
Okay, because that's noteworthy.
Because he's just a hot dude. So here's my question, and here's why it's getting heavy, because I want an honest answer from the women panel.
Okay, no.
If a man had done this to a woman,
it would be sexist and degrading and blah, 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 blah.
So what
absolutely.
Is the difference? Why is it okay for
men? It's
a okay
man's world!
Wait, that's the opposite. A man's world means it wouldn't be sexist and degrading because
it's a man's world, as in you guys can do whatever you want.
But you're describing the opposite of my argument. I'm saying that you girls can do whatever you want. We can't because we get in trouble. If I took a picture
of this
hottie
at Target, trying to take that back from you.
I don't think we have it. Like, who cares?
And that's the point.
Okay. I just want to make sure that was known, that I feel like there's a double standard.
Yes.
There is.
It's become because...
Because girls want some things to be equal, like pay, they have to take it so far
to
all these crazy places.
The feminists!
You want to hear a joke? Feminism.
I've heard that before.
It's not as good as my favorite joke, though. You want to hear a joke?
No.
Women's basketball.
That one's also pretty good.
That was really good.
But I'm not going to
Because feminism has its qualities. There's no good qualities of women's basketball.
Unless they give away free bacon.
What?
Why does that even work? Last year at the women's basketball game, they gave away free bacon.
And it packed Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
It made national ESPN headlines.
I did not.
But it was mostly because of the fact that you want people to watch women's basketball,
give away free bacon.
Because that's the only reason people went. And they had a rule that you only got your bacon if you stayed 15 minutes into the game.
Make them stay until the end or halftime.
It might have been halftime. It might have been like they gave the bacon out at halftime.
I mean, because they're going to need all of the first half to make the bacon to then serve at halftime.
No, there was only 20 people. So.
Yeah, they brought in 3 things of bacon and it was enough. But anyway, so Alex from Target really means nothing to anybody.
Well, okay, so fun fact, I saw this on my Facebook, but I neglected to read the article. It just said, what made this kid go famous overnight? I'm like, I assumed it was because he went to like the National Checker, speed race.
He was just hot back in groceries.
Because I had a friend who actually went to Las Vegas, and I don't remember what place he got, but he... did the national competition for fastest checker outer.
Well, it has recently come to light, and whether or not this is true or not, I have no idea, but a marketing agency is taking credit for it and saying it was all staged.
That's bullshit.
Of course, you know, the company itself takes credit. Who knows?
I mean, I could see it being staged, but at the same time, like... that's just stupid.
Well, the very first tweet of the picture said, this is not my picture, but look at how hot Alex from Target is. And that's how it got started. So it had some credibility.
So maybe someone was like, hey, tweet this. See how this is.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift have releases in Target.
So Cameron Sandage releases, it's related to merchandise releases.
Now I double hate it. Thank you.
Well, it's a horrible. I mean, it's the worst thing ever.
Because everything's a marketing ploy.
But the guy on Twitter, I mean, everything can be staged, though, so who knows? But, like, he seems so genuine. Like, He had a long history of tweets before this.
Hate him.
And he had no followers, and now he has hundreds of thousands.
Of course he does. Yeah.
But like,
he's like the people who have Instagram pictures, but they only show pictures of themselves.
Yeah, he might be a real guy working at a real Target, but this agency might have been like, hey, you want to be a part of this publicity stunt for X
number
of dollars?
Right, like he might have just already
had
a Twitter.
Which is kind of brilliant. So I would like to say today we're going to start a campaign at Duo called Matthew, #Matthew at Duo.
This is not going to go well.
No,
I can
say
just
no.
tell you right now.
I Why? Say no.
Why can't we have a viral picture? Let's just take a camera. Can we just take a picture of him
no.
right now?
I do not want him associated
please,
with
please
my show.
Please don't move. And tweet that from @OT Internet.
If you want it to go viral, it should be like Colby of Duo.
Matthew of Duo. Matthew, what is it?
Yes,
Alex from Target?
We're at
so it'd be
odds with him right
Matthew
now, so
from
we can't
Duo.
Do that.
Be Matthew from
He's
Duo.
Our best chance, Katrina.
Yeah, he barely even talks about us now. I don't even think he listened to the last episode where
That's
we
okay.
bashed him.
Does that surprise you?
Where no. we bashed him. But
I hate that bash has to be taken out of my vernacular because bash is that guy's name. It's horrible.
It's dumb.
It is.
Well,
I'm going to bash bash.
Vernacular before him.
But, yeah, perfect. Perfect. Matthew from Duo. I hope that goes viral. I think that's how it works. You just do a weird picture and, you know, you see if it goes viral or not. I'm gonna. I'm
well,
gonna
doesn't
retweet
that take
this.
Us and our followers to retweet it?
Yeah, I'm retweeting it right now. I just retweeted it.
Okay, you get on that.
This picture is so great. Look
I'm
at
not.
This. Look at this photo. Look at his face. He's so mad to become famous.
This is. I cannot even make it to the same horrific odds that it is.
That was pretty good.
Looks constipated.
You look like a lizard.
I have no idea what my face
looked
like, and that's probably a good thing.
I don't know what that meant. Let's not dwell on facts.
Okay, so next story, Alex Check.
Hey,
Check.
Are you guys really sad that you're missing the CMAs tonight?
No.
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 Okay, I was just curious.
Thanks for that.
So real quick, because we got a break here in a few minutes.
No way.
Yes. Me and Chris put up our Christmas tree already?
Yeah, she showed me pictures.
How does this make you feel?
I hate it. Christmas does not come until after Thanksgiving, and Christmas music should not be played at least until the week of Thanksgiving.
Kendall just tweeted at our show with the picture of #Matthew from Duo and said, this guy looks like he's about to call Black Ops on somebody.
I wouldn't go that far.
Which is funny, because Kendall's black.
Yes.
I don't think it has anything to do with Black Ops, but I just like, point out that Kendall is black. Kendall has also not signed up for Duo. This is a disgrace. Just because he's an unemployed writer doesn't mean he can't afford $10 a month. I think he's a landscaper or something. I don't really know what he does.
He has no job, right?
Yeah, he has no job. He can't even landscape. You want to make a really racist comment
yes,
right now so
I
bad,
do.
Don't you?
I do.
I just see it. Just make it. It's premium content. Just because he's black. Hey, you want to hear a really bad joke that I probably shouldn't say on the air?
My microphone was muted.
You want to hear a really bad joke I shouldn't say on the air?
Okay.
I painted my laptop black so it would run faster, but now it doesn't work. Get it?
Yes.
Cameron has one rule.
And
he has one rule.
I told that one out loud at work for Rachel, and she was like,
It's a great joke.
I feel like yours is worse than mine.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Okay. Yeah. But still the best joke, women's basketball. Still the best
yes,
one.
quality joke.
Okay, well, so you hate our Christmas tree. You hate our joy?
No, I think your Christmas tree is adorable.
It is.
I quite like it. I just don't think it should be up yet.
You're ruining Christmas.
November 1st, it's the holiday season. It's time
holiday season, yes, not Christmas season.
But Thanksgiving, I don't think, is a holiday. It's like shopping day.
I don't want to decorate.
No, that's
with
what
turkeys.
It's become. It is not supposed to be shopping day. It's supposed to be spin around the family that you love and hate and you want to strangle.
Love
but
and
mostly
hate.
Family and love.
Did you say
no, love comes
did
to Christmas.
You say spin around? Because spin around your family.
We don't. I don't.
Spend
really.
Around your family. You're with
spend
family and
time.
You,
I guess I never really. I guess I never really got into Thanksgiving because it's just a day where you eat a lot. And in my family, that's every day. So, like, I don't know. To me, Thanksgiving is just it's like Halloween. Like, you don't really do anything special.
Halloween's not special?
Like, you don't really go out of your way to do something really extraordinary on Halloween. Like, sure, you may go to a party or you may dress up, but, like, it's not.
Well, I mean,
it's not like
a
big holiday, like the 4th of July.
It depends on the family. I mean, for me.
So what are some Thanksgiving traditions then?
Just the fact that everyone tries to make it. That can be a challenge in and of itself.
But don't people try to do that on, like, the 4th of July?
Not in my family.
Oh.
Yeah, your family celebrates 4th of July way more than a lot of people.
I love the 4th of July. It's my segregated holiday.
When I was younger, all of my cousins and I and my grandparents lived out in the country. And they lived on top of a hill. So at the bottom of the hill, us grandkids and my grandpa would light off the fireworks for my grandma and all the aunts and uncles. And it was just this big thing for us children to do.
Yeah.
Of course, as we got older,
everybody started dying.
Granny died. Only because you started it. But more importantly, I mean, my cousins and I all have jobs, and it's harder to get those days off. Or, like, two of my cousins in particular do pipeline work, and so they have a set day off.
But the 4th of July...
And they don't get...
Isn't it like Thanksgiving, where you only usually get one day off?
Yeah. So it's harder to travel when they live...
But
I live
Thanksgiving,
4 hours
you only
from my
get,
grandparents, and
you,
they get two, three.
I guess generally you get the Friday after Thanksgiving off, but...
Yeah, but everyone's shopping that day, which is stupid.
Yeah, but, like, the travel thing is the same... The same, like for Christmas, you get multiple days off.
Yeah, you get like a week.
Yeah,
but that's because. But to be real, to be honest, like I think part of that has to do because you have Christmas, and then immediately after that, you have the New Year. So like they kind of have to give you a couple days off because who's really going to be productive? Was like, why work two days? I'm going to get two more days off.
Yeah. So do you really look forward to Thanksgiving and then look forward to Christmas? Like you're thinking right now, the next holiday that's big for you is Thanksgiving. You're not even really thinking about Christmas yet.
Pretty much.
That's so weird to me.
Well, but that's also because...
I've been thinking about Christmas since August.
I mean, I don't get to see my family down south. So, like, on the off chance that we actually get together, that's a big deal because we aren't ever all together except for maybe Christmas. It all turns to Christmas and Thanksgiving.
So your family tries to get together Thanksgiving and Christmas, even though they're 1 month apart.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that seems,
but
that sounds
down
tedious.
Down south, it's usually one or the other just because of schedules.
Gotcha.
But up here, I mean, yeah. I mean, most everyone's a couple hours away from each other, and we don't always do Christmas on Christmas. Like, sometimes we push it into January because everyone else has to alternate with their other
families. Sure, that makes sense. Well, that makes sense.
But it still works because my cousin from Pennsylvania flies in, and so it's cool.
Thanksgiving, to me, is like Christmas Eve. It's a holiday that people get together and do things on, but it's not Christmas.
I mean, yeah.
So when Halloween's over and it's November, it's Christmas time.
I think for me, it's the idea that like it all comes down to family time, which for me is more important. And because at Christmas, let's be real, I don't get great gifts at Christmas. I'm an adult. I get money.
I'm a dad.
Like I don't get the whole joy of like what I get. Like it's not the same. It's just spent drinking and hanging out with my cousins.
That sounds glorious. Actually,
that's what we do.
I would rather have that than presents. Just drinking and hanging out with cousins.
I mean, it's.
Of course, by the way, it's cousins.
Yep.
Yeah! Hey, cousin Larry, let's go outside. Let's go down south to see grandma. Oh, wait, she's dead.
That's actually a good song for your cousin
well. How long has it been since she died? It's been a couple years, right?
Since my grandma died?
Yeah. Like, it's not, like, real recent.
No, I mean, my grandma died, like, 2 years ago.
That's what I thought.
Whenever you, 3 years ago, whenever you and Chris got together?
That was four years ago.
It was in the spring, so it was three. My grandpa, on the other hand.
Yeah, he just died.
He just died.
I won't make fun of your
grandpa.
He just died. Okay. Oh, wait.
No, it's okay.
50 more episodes.
I have some great jokes then grandpa's just to describe my family. Game. Like, kind of my two favorite jokes.
Okay, let's hear it. We got to hear them now.
Okay. So, first joke is, Abbotses are always the last to leave any kind of get together. So it's kind of like, oh, that's so-and-so's wedding. It's that uncle's kid's wedding. So he'll be the last to leave. Or that's such and such. And we're all sitting around the night before at the prayer service. My brother was like, what are we all sitting around here for? We know grandpa's going to be the last to leave. He's staying all night.
Because he's dead?
Because it was a prayer service. So he's already at the chapel and we'll be back the next morning for the funeral.
Oh, I get you.
I guess you don't get it. Anyway.
Well, I didn't. I don't know. Sure. I feel very uncomfortable.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it's.
It's a bit morbid.
It is quite morbid.
I just don't. I mean, I know you like were really close to your grandparents.
No, I was ridiculously close
to
my grandpa. As
so I just don't
want to
be like, oh, your grandpa's dead. Hey, LOL. You know?
No. You have to be able to laugh at the pain. It's true.
That's like my motto.
I mean, you get through it.
If
that
you don't
way,
laugh,
right?
You cry, Katrina.
I mean,
it's been my motto for a long time. If you don't laugh, you cry. I'm like the sad clown.
Uh huh.
Yep. Okay. Well, on that peppy note.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. And I control that. So
yep.
Yeah, that's yep. That's amazing. Let's
go.
Not,
just
let's
click.
Not dwell
just
on
click.
These facts.
Just
we'll
click.
Be right back.
Click.
Generally, I'd wait for these intros to kind of taper off, but I think this one's like an hour long. I'm just gonna just start going.
Go for it.
It's a little late to stop now.
Yeah,
anyway, so
pretty much.
Welcome back to On the Internet, the show that is
on the internet.
What? On the internet.
That was pretty good. How
that was
we
pretty
all
good. We had
worked
some,
out well.
Had some
camaraderie.
Yeah, we had something good until I couldn't think of words. You know.
That's okay.
That means I'm the weak link, is what that means.
Goodbye. Dun, dun, dun.
That's the weakest link.
Now
you're the
link.
Weakest link.
Goodbye.
I feel like that was her attempt at an English accent.
It was bad.
Really
it was
terrible.
Bad.
Not well. Now she's the weakest link.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so
anyway.
Continue.
Welcome back to On the Internet. You should be watching us live right now because there is no excuse. But,
Well, one.
What's the excuse?
Not having service within your place of work.
Nope, not an excuse. Carry,
get a better
carry,
job.
Get a better job. Carry a router around with you everywhere you go.
Carry a router around.
Yeah. What do you do? Work in a place without Wi-Fi? That's unacceptable right there.
Yeah, because you... Yep.
Yeah. So, Katrina.
Yes.
How are your shingles? We don't need to dwell on them because it's contagious, but I'd really like to know how your shingles are doing.
I mean, the wound itself is getting smaller.
Okay. How was your pain? Did it ever get really bad? Did it ever get to a 10?
No.
What was the highest it got to?
It got to a 7, and it was...
That's pretty bad.
The day I talked about it, it was the in-and-out pain.
Okay.
As I motioned that. Because it would, like, spike, and it'd just hang out there for, like, a minute, and then it'd go away. And then it'd spike for maybe 2 minutes, and then it'd go away. It goes away. But last night, I woke up scratching, and I was in a lot of pain. And by a lot, I mean because it woke me up.
Like
so,
a scene from The Exorcist.
It was more like a 2 or 3, but I was asleep. So it was
sure.
Like, pain.
2 or 3 from a dead sleep is like a 17.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But
they're getting better.
But then I woke up and I was like, oh, okay. It's probably just like the dry skin because I've had like a big bandage over it.
Yeah.
And so I've had to put tape.
Your skin just slough off.
I've had to put tape, as you see.
Tape.
my little T-Rex little fingers. Tape to hold the bandage up. And so now my skin around the wound is, like, dead and flaky because I keep ripping off a layer of skin every time I change my bandage, which was twice a day, and now I'm trying to do it only once a day. But that's not going to happen.
That's nasty.
It hurts.
That's nasty.
I think it mainly hurts because of the skin I've been ripping off from tape versus the skin that's healing from scabs.
So what's your ETA for healing?
I don't know. I'm hoping by Monday.
Okay.
So like,
are you still contagious?
Tuesday. No, I mean, I'm always contagious if someone touches the wound.
So when I licked it earlier, that wasn't good?
Probably not, but I failed to mention that because I wanted it.
Templeton.
So, Templeton. Yeah, that's how I'm... Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm worried about you.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
He doesn't care at all.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
No, we're ready.
Prepare your mind hole to be blown.
Blown.
Okay. Tom O'Brien is America's official timekeeper at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Boulder, Colorado.
Science.
He says, my own personal opinion is that time is a human construct that is a way for humanity to put some order in this very fascinating and complex universe around us.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like he...
O'Brien oversees America's master clock. It's one of the most accurate clocks on the planet. An atomic clock...
How do we know it's accurate?
Hold on. This is where your mind hole's going to get blown up.
Okay.
It's a clock that uses oscillations in the element cesium. No idea. Cameron? Science?
Cesium?
Science.
Science.
Yep. To count out... You ready for this? 0.00000000000001 second at a time. If the clock had been started 300 million years ago, before the age of dinosaurs began, it would still be keeping time down to the second. But the crazy thing is, despite knowing the time better than anyone else on Earth, O'Brien can't explain it. He says, we can measure time much better than the weight of something or an electrical current. But what time really is a question I can't answer for you. Science.
Science.
Maybe it's because we don't understand time that we keep trying to measure it more accurately. But that desire to pin down the elusive ticking of the clock may soon be the undoing of time as we know it. The next generation of clocks will not tell time in a way that most people understand. At nearby University of Colorado Boulder is a clock even more precise than the one O'Brien watches over. The basement lab that holds it is pure chaos. Wires hang from the ceilings and sprawl across lab tables. Binder clips keep the lines bunched together. In fact, this knot of wires and lasers actually is the clock. It's spread out on a giant table, and parts of it is wrapped in what appears to be tinfoil.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's research-grade tinfoil, says Travis Nicholson, a graduate here at the JILA, a joint institute between the NIST and CU Boulder.
You know the difference between regular grade and science grade?
I don't.
The name.
That was a good joke. I like that joke. Nicholson and fellow graduate students run the clock day to day. Most of their time is spent fixing misbehaving lasers and dealing with the rat nest of wires. But here's where your mind hole is going to start to get blown. Are you ready for this? Okay.
Okay, because I already have questions.
You want to ask him now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, one, what is this guy, like, I don't know what he does, but, like, does he work 8 hours a day or does he freaking live with the clock?
Dude, he's a researcher. He probably works 1 hour a day and goes get drunk the rest of them.
And who's watching the rest of the time?
I don't know. He's a clock what, need what to be watched?
What, what about this other more accurate one?
I don't know. It's obviously.
Same question to them.
I would feel like they should be in, like, at war with each other. Like, my clock's better than your clock.
And then, well, another real researcher is like, so, no, you do that research, and then I'll build off that, and I'll do my own research, and then we'll just keep building.
Next year, there'll be another better clock, and another.
Anyway, keep going, and I'll save my next question for later.
Here's where it gets crazy, and the reason it gets crazy is because they kind of treat this like we're just supposed to know this already, but this blew my mind whole. At the heart of the new clock is the element strontium. No idea.
Scrotum?
It's a small chamber where the strontium atoms are suspended in a lattice of crisscrossing laser beams.
Pew, 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 pew.
Freaking
pew.
Laser beams.
Laser beams.
Researchers then give them a little ping, like ringing a bell, and the strontium vibrates at an incredibly fast frequency, its natural atomic metronome ticking out teeny, teeny fractions of a second. Okay.
Teeny, teeny.
So that's how the clock works. Eventually, they measure vibrating atoms. Okay.
Pew, pew.
The new clock can keep perfect time for 5 billion years.
Whoa.
That's a long time, 5 billion years. I'll be dead then.
I feel like my brain should be blowing and it's just not.
Well, 5 billion years is such a long number that you can't comprehend it.
Right.
You can't comprehend a 5 billion years.
I can.
It's about the whole entire age of the Earth, says Jun Yi, a scientist here, who built the clock.
How does he know that that's the entire age of the universe?
Cameron, how would he know that?
Science.
There you go. That's how he would know.
I don't believe him.
Our aim, says Yi, is that the clock... is that we will have a clock that, during the entire age of the universe, will not have lost a second. But this new clock has run into a big problem. This thing we call time doesn't tick at the same rate everywhere in the universe, or even on our planet. Right now,
well, that makes sense.
At the top of Mount Everest, time is passing just a little bit faster than it is in Death Valley.
Duh?
You didn't know that?
No, but it makes sense.
How does that make sense?
Because the world is turning and Mount Everest is closest to the atmosphere, i.e. outer space, in which it is turning, and Death Valley is deep, deep within, and so the time that
sense.
It takes for it to
Katrina
turn...
Katrina is the smartest of us all. What is
kinda
happening?
Does make sense. Anyway.
Science!
That's not
science. Speed.
Common sense, y'all.
Because speed at which time passes depends on the strength of gravity, Einstein himself discovered this dependence as part of his theory of relativity.
So I'm partially right.
And
gravity only, I thought it was depth versus the weight of...
To be honest, I don't understand anything about this story. It's just mind-blowing. It's just blowing my hole open. It's a very real effect. The relative nature of time isn't just something seen in the extreme. If you take a clock off the floor and hang it on the wall, Yi says that the time will speed up by about one part in 10 to the 16th power.
Well, so that's too far for us to comprehend.
It's unmeasurable, but it's happening from the floor to the wall. So that is a sliver of a second, but this isn't some effect of gravity on the clock's machinery. Time itself is flowing more quickly on the wall than on the floor. These differences didn't really matter.
That means your head is moving faster than your feet.
Yeah. That's why he says time is a human construct, because time isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Hole blowing up. These differences didn't really matter until now, but this new clock is so sensitive that little changes in height throw it way off. Lift it just a couple of centimeters, and you'll start to see the difference. The new clock can sense the pace of time speeding up as it moves inch by inch away from the Earth's core. And that's a problem, because to actually use time, you need different clocks to agree on the time. Think about it. If I say, let's
mountain
meet
time versus sense.
No, it's a little more complicated now. Let's say meet at 3:30, and we use our watches. But imagine a world in which your watch starts to tick faster because you're working on the floor above me. Your 3:30 happens earlier than mine, and we miss our appointment. This clock works like that. Tiny shifts in the Earth's crust can throw it off,
right,
even when it's sitting
still.
Right, and
over time, that's going to build up to hours and days, etc.
Even if two of them are synchronized, their rates of ticking mean they will soon be out of sync. They will never agree.
I just feel like then we're never going to use this clock for anything other.
It's pointless.
Like, yeah.
What it is.
But the thing is,
because
is that
if it's a human construct, then we can construct it into anything we want.
That's true. But this is actually time. So as a scientist, if you want to measure time, this is actually how you do it. So their problem is how. Do you think they have like a chart on the wall that has a scientific method on it and they just stare at it all day?
Yep. Yep. 100%.
Okay, so I've got questions.
Okay. I'm not done, but let's keep going.
You want a question?
Sure.
Okay, I've got three. One I'm still going to save for the end. One is, so we have second, we have millisecond. What do we call these other ones?
Well, nanosecond. Well, I'm sure we just go to Wikipedia and look up all those Greek things.
Okay.
Yeah, keep
going. Second one is kind of obvious, but like, how and why and where are they getting the money to fund this aluminum foil and cords?
Thanks,
and
Obama.
Time.
That's what I'd imagine.
Okay.
Science. I think that's politics. Politics.
Well, I would say
anyway,
alumni associations.
Finish your story.
That too.
I don't want to talk about this all day.
Don't you think like alumni associations would?
Yeah, it's where any research facility. Yeah.
Right. Are you done yet?
Getting close.
Okay.
The world's current time is coordinated between atomic clocks all over the planet, but that can't happen with the new one. Yi says...
They should really get a new guy, because Yi is just too funny.
Thou. His name will be Thou.
Hey, everybody listen here to Yi. At this
listen
level...
Listen here, Yi.
Maintaining absolute timescale on Earth is in fact turning into a nightmare. This clock they've built just doesn't look chaotic. It's turning our sense of time into chaos. Yi suspects the only way we will be able to keep time in the future is to send these new clocks into space, far from Earth's surface. The clocks would need to be able to stay in sync, but perhaps a unified sense of time could be preserved.
No.
Or we just don't use them.
No, I feel like that's pointless, because, as he already stated, just a few inches changes the time.
But you put it in space, there's nothing to affect the gravitational pull, because if you put them exactly the exact same distance, well, then that's not good. That would be a large waste of money.
Mm-hmm.
We put up the clock and a damn meteor knocked it out of the sky.
Damn it.
Science.
Okay, so are we done?
Nope. Tom O'Brien, the other chief timekeeper, isn't worried about this.
Of course.
Tom
O'Brien goes, no, ye, no.
Ye be wrong. He said, as confusing as these clocks are going to be, they're also going to be really useful. Quote, scientists can make these clocks into exquisite devices for sensing a whole bunch of different things. Their extraordinary sensitivity gravity might allow them to map the interior of the Earth or to help scientists find water and other resources underground.
That we can, you know, tap into and also contaminate.
Or the bloop can finally be found.
Bloop.
The bloop.
Mind blown! That does not say that.
No, it doesn't. A network of clocks in space might be used to detect gravitational waves from black holes and exploding stars. So, this could change our view of the universe. It just may not be able to tell us the time. End of story.
That's what I think. I think they could use it for like scientific things, but that people are not going to have these clocks.
Yeah, because the
like,
first question I came up with was, why do we care? Why?
It's science.
Why? Science. No.
You have to learn about the Earth to understand the Earth.
No, you don't.
Who figured out time in the first place?
Exactly. I don't know. You did not.
How would you? I did too, Katrina.
How would you figure out time?
You don't. Move on. Next story.
Someone had to think.
End
of
discussion.
They just made it up.
But they got it right. That's crazy. Okay, Katrina. Since I bogarted some of your time, now you can talk.
Okay, which topic do you want to talk about?
It's your choice.
No, pick
you're,
one.
Nope, you're running
one,
the show.
One, two, three. Chris, one, two, three.
Three.
Oh, okay. Three.
We had talked about shingles. That was the first thing we did.
That's
Mark.
No,
that's Mark.
So, okay. Do you want me to give you titles and you can pick one?
No, I want you
I
to choose.
I
know.
Three.
I know, Chris, pick three. Okay, so the story came up in class.
Two.
Too late.
Is this the autism one?
Yes.
Throw this one out.
No. You can make fun of it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Because Seth's going to make fun of the autistic
kid. Hey, we covered racism. We covered feminism. Now let's go to disabilityism.
All right. Sure. Let's do it. Let's do disabilityism. Let's do that. I can't wait to talk about disabilityism.
So really long. No, I'm not. I'm going to read this. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
How bad of a mother am I? I wondered as I watched my 13-year-old son deep in conversation with Siri.
Okay.
Gus, her son, has autism, and Siri, Apple's intelligent personal assistant on the iPhone, is currently his BFF. This child is obsessed with weather formations and has spent hours parsing difference between isolated and scattered thunderstorms.
Okay.
She had to listen to this conversation.
Isolated.
So here's the conversation. Here's the conversation.
Okay.
Gus, you're a really nice computer. Siri.
You are a really nice computer.
It's.
Oh, go on.
Is that what Siri says?
Yours is conceited. No, she said, it's nice to be appreciated.
You are a really nice computer. You are a really nice computer.
It talks about how nice Siri is. But anyway, so.
Does Siri know that that kid's autistic and is really nice to him? Does Siri know all?
Yep.
Just wait. I mean, for this kid, she does.
Okay.
Gus is like, you're always asking if you can help me. Is there anything you want? Siri says, thank you, but I have few wants. Gus is like, okay, well, good night. Siri's like, it's 5:06 p.m. He's like, oh, sorry. I mean, goodbye. And she's like, see you later. And then it talks about how Siri works really well for this kid who has autism because having autism, he doesn't really know social cues and has issues with communications.
He said you were a very nice computer is the first thing he said.
But he also talks to like people with autism tend to
how old is the kid?
Focus. He's 13. Tend to focus on objects. And like, he used to take, it was in here later. How he took the iPhone or the iPad to the Apple store anytime they went to visit so it could see its friends.
That's awesome.
So
I love this kid.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
Anyway, when she was introduced to this, her first question was like, you know, what planes are above me right now? And then out loud, she was just like, well, why did I ask that? And her son.
What planes are above me right now?
None.
Okay, I found this on the web for planes are above.
What?
Your Siri is stupid. Anyway, so...
Siri, why you be so sucky?
We were talking about you, not me.
No, we're literally on the radio right now talking about Siri.
Anyway, so...
Jerk.
The son's just like, well, that way you know who you're waving at. It goes on, and it just talks about how... polite she is and how much she teaches her son, and it's just really cool.
So why does the mom think she's a terrible mom?
No, just how she, you know, gives her son the iPod and or iPhone, and he'll spend
instead of encouraging him to talk to a real person.
Yeah, but throughout she talks about
how
much it's helped him and what a good thing it is.
I feel like
kind of,
obviously this kid is a better communicator than me because I can't get Siri to tell me anything.
It says, Siri even encourages polite language. Gus's twin brother, who is normal by all means, and I put that in quotes, egged Gus on and said to say explicit words or, you know, profanity. And she's just like, now, I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Yes.
She does that, yeah.
Siri does that to me all the time. when I spew profanity, generally directed at her.
Yeah, he gets really mad. Maybe that's why your Siri is mean to you.
It's probably true. We have a long history of me abusing her. But yeah, she, to be like fair, abuses me. Uh-huh. She's worthless.
Well, how did that start? It had to start somewhere. I blame you.
You're a worthless hunk of crap. Yeah, feel bad.
No, you hurt her feelings.
You're a really nice computer.
Seth, you're sweet.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you, Siri. Siri.
So nice. In the end, it talks about how they're hoping to be able to use this.
I hope you die in a fire.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, I bet you don't. I don't want you to search the web for dying in a fire, Siri.
So it just talks about how they're hoping to further its technologies and help other kids, maybe make an app that it helps people with autism be able to make eye contact, etc.
They should give it eyes. Siri, are you staring at me?
Why, yes, I am. My name is Siri, and I'm coming for you tonight.
This took a really creepy turn.
In your dreams.
Yeah, I expected to make fun of Siri, not... But they end the story with Gus going, Siri, will you marry me? And she's like, I'm not the marrying kind. He's like, I mean, not now. I'm a kid. But when I grow up.
Siri, will you marry me?
You should know that you're not the only one who's asked.
He beats
I don't
to
care.
It.
I'm Mormon.
I thought not.
That you don't care. She did. She ignored the Mormon part. She's not going to play in.
Do you believe in God?
I would ask that you address your spiritual questions to someone more qualified to comment. Ideally, a human.
She's politically correct.
Yeah, no
kidding. Is there a computer god?
Let me think about that.
Okay.
Okay, ooh. I found this on the web for, is there a computer god?
Anyway, she when the
just
kid asked her to marry
she
him.
She did say it was sweet, though.
She said, my end user agreement does not include marriage. He's like, oh, okay.
That's cute.
And she's like, well, good night. Good night, Siri. I hope you sleep well. She's like, I don't need much sleep, but thanks for asking.
How much of this is made up by the mom?
Yeah, I know. Like, these don't seem like things Siri really says.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, they're so cute.
Came from New York Times.
That's a pretty reputable place. So. New York Times, pretty reputable. You know, this is going to sound really stupid and really American. But I don't care, America. I really hate how the New York Times news articles are so long.
I know. All I do is read them, and I spent forever yesterday.
BuzzFeed will have one line and a GIF.
Well, but
and then the New York Times does all this research and covers all the angles, and I'm like, I don't care. I just want to see Taylor Swift's bald head or something.
New York Times is credible. Everything else is put into numeric order. Here are the facts. So don't read this article. Just read the headlines.
I know, and I like that. It's so much easier. Okay. It's so much easier.
That was one article. Do you want another one, or is that pushing it?
Can we talk about Lena Dunham just real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
So
we both came up with this topic.
We both saw this story, and I immediately go, I kind of want to talk about this, but it's kind of heavy. So.
Oh, yeah. My other topic's heavy.
Heavy tacos. So yeah. I wanted to, like, discuss this, but it's kind of heavy. Is that in your pile? Okay.
Yeah, right here.
You have it.
I even have it circled.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you did make twice.
So, but Katrina also saw it and sent it to me, and she asked the exact same question.
I was like, will you approve this?
I don't know. But since we both thought of it, we're going to talk about it. So suck it.
Viewers be damned. No, not really. I don't mean that.
So.
She means it.
Lena Dunham, who's the lady from Girls, which is the only other reason besides the show that Katrina will hang out
with
me and Chris.
Yeah, I was going to say. The one time that
Katrina
watched
that show. The only reason. And football tickets.
Yeah, well.
When we provide her with things she does not have.
It's
food, basketball tickets, football tickets.
Underwear.
I forgot about the underwear. Oh my God.
That is true. When we buy things for Katrina, we buy her friendship.
When money is involved.
Yes.
I may or may not be at hand.
But Lena Dunham is a lady who wrote the series Girls.
She also stars in it.
She just released, is it a memoir? Is that what you call it? Whatever. She came out with
a book.
Talks about basically her childhood and growing up, a teenager, and all the therapy that she went through. But essentially, there's this scene in the book where she talks about how she used to lay in bed next to her sister and... Essentially, like, she would masturbate next to her sister and inspect her sister's vagina. and do. Here well, we go.
That's, where, the, they, that's the point. That's the actual passage.
Here's the actual passage from her book. Mom, she kissed me. Look, she kissed me. I leaned in again, and she bit down hard on my nose with her two new teeth and laughed. Now, these they're young. I don't know how old they are. These are like yeah, seven.
And this is
and
from her actual book, so it's not taken out of context.
Yes.
Yet.
As she grew, I took to bribing her for her time and affection. This is Lena talking about her sister. $1 and quarters if I could do her makeup like a motorcycle chick. 3 pieces of candy if I could kiss her on the lips for 5 seconds. Whatever she wanted to watch on TV if she would just, quote, relax on me. Basically, anything a sexual predator might do to woo a small suburban girl, I was trying. Maybe, I thought, she would be more willing to accept kisses if I wore the face mask my grandmother had for me when we did her dialysis. The answer was no. What I really wanted, beyond affection, was to feel that she needed me, that she was helpless without her big sister leading her through the world. I took a perverse pleasure in delivering bad news to her, the death of her grandfather, a fire across the street, hoping that her fear would drive her into my arms. Would make her trust me. If you don't try so hard, it'll be better, my father said. So I hung back because she was sleeping. I would creep into her room and listen to her breathe in, out, in again until she rolled away. And then the scene in question is 3 pieces of candy, blah, 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 blah. At one point, when her sister is a toddler, Lena Dunham pries open her vagina. My curiosity got the best of me, she offers, as though that was an explanation. So what people have done here is they've basically said that
she sexually abused her sister.
And Lena Dunham says, well, her tweets say, quote, the right-wing news story that I molested my little sister isn't just LOL. It's really fucking upsetting and disgusting. And by the way, if you were a little kid and never looked at another little kid's vagina, well, congrats to you. Usually this stuff I can ignore, but I don't demean sufferers. Don't twist my word. Back the fuck up, bros. I told a story about being a weird 7-year-old. I bet you have some too, old man, that I'd rather not hear. Yes, this is a rage spiral. Well, this is crazy to me.
The thing that's weird to me is that her sister, one, was younger. That seems more of a power play. And two, that it wasn't like they were both just running around naked. Like, if you're two little kids and you run around, but like, she went into her room while she was sleeping to specifically look at her naked.
Well, it says she was listening to her breathe, but I think elsewhere it talks about that.
I mean, it's just weird that you would specifically do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, or like the laying on top
of her.
Like,
if you were taking a bath together, you were like, oh, I saw my sister naked.
But that's the thing. It's like, where is that line between curiosity
And it doesn't say
molester.
How much older
I think
she's, is from her
I
sister.
Think she's two or three years.
Well, that's not that big.
So it's like
it'd be different if she was like a teenager doing this to like a 5-year-old.
So to me,
first I thought when you were reading it that she was younger because she was like, I really wanted my sister's affection. Like, I really wanted
her
to like
younger
me.
Than her.
Like, that seems like I'm looking up to my older sister.
But
I also
wonder if it's like she made it sound like, I think they're half siblings because she said, took to giving her perverse news like when her grandpa died. Versus when our grandpa died.
Well, let's not dwell on the facts that we don't know. Instead, let's discuss this lady's life.
I think it's taken out of context. Yes, it's creepy, but I mean, in a lot of ways, is I don't want to bring her into it, but I want her sister's point of view. Like, if her sister thinks it's abuse, then it's something to be looked into. If her sister was like, whatever, my older sister was just weird. Like,
There's a lot of outrage
on the internet.
And because,
like, it doesn't sound like her sister really wanted to, so that's where it does kind of borderline
between.
Well, she's
4. She doesn't know any better. And that's what's so weird about it, is that obviously Lena doesn't get any sexual pleasure from this at all.
No, it's just curiosity, and she just wanted the attention.
Yes.
Because maybe her parents weren't
around. It's so weird. I don't think it's bad, because the intent was completely and totally pure. Like, it's curiosity.
It clearly wasn't specifically sexual, is what gets me. It's like, yes, it was creepy, but it was not like she was getting off on it.
I probably wouldn't write about it in my book.
Yeah, I was going to say, writing that in your book is going to cause controversy.
And specifically saying acting like a pedophile. Like, say that really sets it up.
But that's her personality.
That's true. I mean, she's kind of balls to the wall.
But then to come out and be like, don't bash me. You knew that was going to
happen. I mean, it's
going to
happen regardless because you're in the spotlight. So no matter what you do, it's going to be criticized.
Well,
you wrote that.
It's a little bit like Alex from Target. So if a man, if a 7-year-old boy had done this to his 4-year-old sister, would that be sexual abuse?
I think we would definitely say it was, but I would hope that I would see it the way I'm seeing it now.
So that's what's so interesting about this, is because all the outrage on the internet is like, we're not, it's all, I kind of had a brain meltdown because people started to agree with me and I didn't kind of like that. But like people were like, oh, we're not mad at Lena Dunham because she's a feminist. Like,
oh, that's bullshit.
So, well, like, we're saying we can't get mad at her because she's a white woman. Like, if she was a white man who had done this, it would have been game over.
Yeah.
But because she's a white woman, it's a different story.
Well,
it's like,
I
your
mean,
actions are different because you're a different type of person, which, if you want equality,
yeah,
you can't have it both ways.
Someone did tweet back to her, and...
Well, and some of these replies
are stupid. It says, Lena Dunham molested her sister. In her book, she calls it curiosity. This is no outrage because... she's a white woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and the
which
way,
is a really
I'm sorry,
way to say
the
it.
Way she wrote about it made it creepier. She pried her legs open.
She like, was 7 years
using
old.
Using words like that in her book, she
yeah, it made it sound not
know.
Consensual.
Yeah. Like,
sure.
If she had said, I was curious, I looked at my sister while she was naked, that's very different than using language. And she wrote it, and she knew what she was doing. I truly think that she had to know that she was doing that and that it would cause
but
controversy.
But then again, I mean, a lady who's
well,
been...
Well, no, absolutely. I agree.
Well, and I think, and Katrina, you'd know this better than anyone. It's a lady who's been through therapy her entire life. And no, not the molested part. The lady who's been through therapy her entire life. So I almost wonder if this is some way for her to get it off her chest.
Yeah.
And that's why she did it. And that
people don't usually make it so public, but it's
yes.
definitely something
yeah.
you do is you write about it. You don't.
And
necessarily
I, you
publish
could,
it.
You could almost make the argument that because she talked about it, she's not ashamed of it, which means that she literally, her intent was not, it was not to harm. It was literally curiosity. Like,
I mean,
if
yeah.
you had any
she could
pain,
know that what she's doing is probably
yes.
not right, but it doesn't defeat the, like, but what does it look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and she might not know that it's not right.
I
she's
mean, but
7 years
ways,
old.
I mean, in other ways, like, maybe it, she can't, it's... not in that form of the brain yet, but, you know, take a mirror and look yourself.
Yeah, at
yeah.
your own self. Exactly.
But, I mean, she might not have been able
to
conceptualize
that.
That.
She's 7.
Yeah. I think it's... the 7-year-old part is not weird. I think the her now as an adult...
writing about
making
it.
The decision to write about this, the way she wrote about it, and then saying, oh, I didn't... don't come back at me. You knew that was going to happen.
Well, it is,
yeah,
it
and
is
that's
so
what everyone
weird.
Else who tweets is that they, like, she brought it on herself because of the language she used and by publishing it.
Well, and it's also strange to me because I listen to Howard Stern all the time, and Howard Stern is a great interviewer. Mm-hmm. And he interviewed Lena Dunham for this book, and this was a month or so ago. It was
before
a while ago. Before this whole thing.
This story just
and
came
she
out this
actually,
week.
It, Howard Stern brought this up on his show, and it was like, what's up with that? And she talked about it in such a way, I didn't even think twice about it. It wasn't weird.
Did he like just bring it up like, so what's this that you
it's
you
like
know,
you used to lay
sister...
next to your sister in bed and masturbate?
Oh, next to versus, oh yeah.
Like that type of thing. And she's just like, yeah, it was, you know, I used to do that. I used to get pleasure. You know, it was weird. I didn't know what I was doing. And it was like, it was so innocent and so genuine that I didn't think anything of it at all.
Yeah.
And
but it's
now
different
that
to
it's
hear,
put
her,
in this
hear how
of...
she says it versus like reading it.
Yeah, but now that I actually read it and see it and think about it, it's like, that's... you probably
maybe
shouldn't have put it in a book.
More.
It probably happens all the time. And it's probably not molestation.
It's something, but I mean, I would still like to see her sister's point of view.
Yeah, well, I would definitely yeah. hope she would get her sister's, you know,
because I definitely
permission.
Think how her sister sees it is a big part of it. Because if mm-hmm. her sister still to this day, like, remembers it as creepy.
Or
that,
does, yeah, doesn't like, you know,
yeah,
like her because of
like,
it. Like,
well, if her sister comes out and says, you put me on blast, this was not cool, that's a whole different
story.
Yeah,
no, because I mean, that's what, like, I don't want to necessarily bring her
fine.
Sister into it. Like,
this
she
is a
might
part
not
of
want
our,
to be.
It's a part of her past. It means nothing to me. It's just what happened. We're kids. Big deal. I don't
and
think
I would hope
there's
a way she can say that without, like, putting a face and a name to who she is, because I would hate to, like, because
well, for
that,
all we know, Lena Dunham might be,
because that's going to affect
might
her
be in her show. I don't know.
That's going to affect her the rest of her life. For people like, oh, you're Lena's sister. Oh, you're the one she molested. Oh, you're, you know, the stigmatism that comes with being the
yeah.
labels that we have to put to
yeah.
people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of the weirdest story I've ever read because
I agree.
I'm so torn. I have no mm-hmm. opinion because I can't decide one way or the other.
And that's where I think it comes down to
but,
those involved.
But
and it's
probably,
hard for an outsider to look at it.
But probably generally when it involves children touching other children's private areas, you should probably always err on the side of it's
yep.
abuse.
It's not good. Well, and just like, I
but
don't
it's like
know.
Where, but like, I would say where are your parents, but like something
at
happened
one,
at night.
On one hand,
they
I'm like,
know.
It's curiosity. But on the other, I was like, I was never curious about my sister. I was curious about my body, but I was never curious about my sister.
And that's where, like, it goes back to her feeling and wanting attention and that, like, connection. Sure. So obviously she's not, assuming I'm wrong, but assuming that, like, she's not getting it from anyone else. Like, she's not getting that attention and that love. So she wants it from anything.
I just feel like there's so many things we don't
children
know.
Are so
I don't know
into
because,
that.
Well, I'll just tell you from the Stern interview, she was very close to her parents and she did feel that love. So I don't think that's an excuse.
So maybe then it's because she wouldn't get it from her sister, who she tried so hard. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's just a weird story.
Agreed.
I feel like it's weird that her sister didn't want to do those things either. Like, as a little sister, I always wanted to, you know, like, hang out with my older sister because I was like, oh, that's like...
Well...
Some kids just don't care.
Most of the book is about her...
Some kids keep about themselves.
Her mental problems growing up and all the therapy she needed. And I mean, a lot of the her show... still continues that trend.
Well, yeah.
Like, her show isn't autobiographical, but it's pretty close. Like, she draws from her real life experiences. Like, the British girl who's actually in the show is actually real life best friends with Lena Dunham from her childhood. Like, there's pieces of that show that ring true probably a lot to her real life. And she's pretty messed up in that show. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's certainly an interesting story.
Agreed.
I wonder what will happen... if this will just all blow over. Because her
it's
show...
not.
I mean, I couldn't imagine HBO firing her or canceling her show for this, but I haven't heard anything about it since, what, two days ago when this story popped up?
I feel
up?
Like... But at the same time, I'm torn.
I am too. It's weird.
No, because I was going to say, weird. I don't see HBO doing that because it's such a moneymaker, but then we look at my story from last week with Honey Boo Boo, and they pulled it.
Yeah.
But that's because...
Immediately.
But that's because it was... in direct consequence to that person being around Honey Boo Boo, and they were like, we don't condone this, we're gonna pull your plug.
Yeah.
Versus
right, like,
this
her show
not
is
being
not...
no children are involved, they're not gonna reenact this book.
Yeah.
Obviously they're not gonna make a movie on the book.
And this was 20 years ago too. I mean, it's
statute of limitations.
I don't know. Still, it's pretty weird.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not gonna watch Girls the same way again, probably.
Probably not the first couple of times.
Yeah. No. I just don't know why you'd print that in your book.
That's what astounds me from this story. It's not anything about when she was seven. It's about that she would do it now. Yeah.
Which to me kind of says she's innocent because she doesn't think twice about it. It's just, this is what happened. These are the facts.
Well, I mean, you can't say that because some people don't realize what they're doing is wrong.
Or
like some any predator.
It's a great point.
I'm sorry. She could have done it for publicity. Like, she could have put that in her book knowing that.
She could have.
And I mean, you say she's gone through therapy. She obviously has some problems. It would not be a far stretch to say she put this in her book, knowing what she was doing, knowing that it would cause scandal. And she did it knowingly. And that
get her more,
in a way makes her
guilty.
Because
now people are going to watch Girls be like, who's this Lena Dunham?
Yeah. I don't know.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
It's writers like to talk about what they've done.
I'm sure it, I'm sure
anything,
it moves
anything
some books.
Is a media ploy. We just talked about that.
That's
anything,
true.
Anything.
Alex from Target. Matthew from Duo.
Yeah.
Same thing. Well, anyway, that's interesting. Well, I'm glad we talked about it.
Me too. I mean,
we didn't accomplish anything.
No.
Because we don't know anything.
We don't. That's the hard part. You don't know enough about it.
Don't know anything. But it certainly is strange.
But yet everyone wants to have opinion.
Yeah. We do. We love our opinions.
So what else do we want to talk about?
No, that's it. We can take a break.
Okay.
I mean, we probably should take a break. So.
Yeah.
And then we can figure out what we're going to talk about. Because you still have a lot.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of, like, Starbucks.
I told them that we're never getting Starbucks.
Yeah, mid-sentence. Let's not talk about that one.
Right. And, Starbucks.
Show meeting.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's not talk about it because she wants to talk about it.
I mean, she already knows about it.
Yeah, all the more.
Is it the $100 cup?
Oh, my God. She knows more than me. I don't even know what that is. Also, why is she in our meeting?
She's not supposed to be. Get out of her meeting.
Oh, she.
Okay.
Cameron muted her.
Show meeting over.
I can yell really loud.
I don't think that gets picked up.
What are we talking about?
I love what
did she say?
Quiet. I don't know.
Okay, good.
We should go to break.
Okay.
All right, show meeting over.
Break.
All right, bye.
Turn the music up. Turn me down.
Nope. This song is just for you, Katrina. Cool. I know how much you love the hippity hop.
This time is for the money, my nigga.
Bootylicious.
This is not.
Stand up.
This is not Bootylicious.
I know.
Never been a nigga this good for this long, this hood, for this pop, this hot.
We're so white. Yeah.
Yeah. Get them up. Get them up. Okay, put them down. Put them down.
That was awesome. That was good.
No.
Welcome back to On the Internet, the whitest show available. We're so white that white looks black. That makes sense?
Nope.
We're also really dumb. That's also something we are.
Yep.
But you should check us out live every Sunday.
Live every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Yay, Katrina.
You forgot to say Central Time.
I was going to, but then I remembered we talked about Mountain Time to begin with, so I didn't. At least I didn't fail as much as by saying Sunday.
Well, it used to be Sunday.
Sunday.
It's amazing
Sunday.
How those habits just...
Yeah.
They're just in my brain.
We only
brain.
Did that for 3 years.
Forever. Well, we didn't, though, because we
I know, we did
days
it Mondays
like
sometimes.
100 times.
Yeah, we did.
But Sunday was the last
time. You know what the
did.
Best time was?
What?
When we played Rock Band.
Yeah, you love Rock
that
Band.
That clip, though, is the best thing ever.
I mean, that was just a really good night. It was not that worth.
We need to find that clip somewhere where Katrina just fails miserably.
It's
and then
there.
We yell at her.
Yeah, well,
it's just, I mean, the night itself was fun, trying to figure out how to record and how to play and how to do everything. So
yeah, you got to let it go. We're never going to do it again.
Let it go. Let it go. Okay, topics.
I'm really
heavy tacos. Heavy tacos.
Okay, here's what we got left.
Okay.
All right. Starbucks.
It's out.
Starbucks.
They're going to start delivering. That story's over.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
That was not the $100 cup
I don't think
story
that's
going
to be
thinking.
Worthwhile because people are going to want it all over the city and you're not going to be able to deliver.
The 1%, how much money it takes to put you in the 1% for your age group.
Yeah. I would rather not be depressed.
We could talk about the greatest invention of every century.
Yeah, maybe.
For example, the 11th century is castles. Yeah.
I like me some castles.
Okay. That's
weird. I stayed in one in Mexico. It was
really
quite
strange.
Nice.
A Mexican from, castle.
A Mexican castle. Like the one in The Hangover 3?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope, because I haven't seen it.
Let's see here. We can also talk about the Weather Channel. Just officially came out and said that climate change is happening.
No.
Ooh.
I do not want to talk about that.
Okay, well, we also just covered it, so there you go. Let's see. Oh, there's hipsters now that are selling artisanal ice cubes.
No.
What?
Don't care.
I need a picture. I want a picture.
It's for Charles Hartz, owner of Portland's PDX Ice. They sell 400 2-inch cubes and go through 1,500 pounds of ice a week, and it's $1 a cube.
No.
But you can buy them in bulk for 50 cents.
I don't care.
So if you want 4 ice cubes in your Coke, $2.
That no. There's
but
no
if you
point.
Buy a bag,
they're gone in 2 seconds.
But
they
it's artisanal.
Your Coke.
It's handcrafted cubes.
No, that's stupid.
I'll handcraft my own cubes. Yes, I gotta hammer away at the thing when it freezes all together in my freezer anyway.
Oh, there's this new service. Well, it's not really new, but it's what is it called? It's like called Grubhub or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But it's only
I've
available
heard of it.
In 11 cities, and this is a list of the most expensive things you can order from Grubhub in those 11 mm-hmm. cities. Like this really cool giant Sicilian 54 by 54
that's
inch pizza.
That's giant.
It's only $200.
Oh,
only $200.
I'm going to be honest with you. If this
that's
was me
the size
a year ago,
of a card table.
I would probably buy this pizza for one of our party nights.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
that,
we would have ate half
I mean,
of it.
It would have been,
well, that night
it
had,
been worth it.
When we had Duopalooza, I spent $140 on wings. Wouldn't this have been
Duopalooza.
Better?
Duopalooza.
Yeah, remember Duopalooza?
I remember a lot of wings, but I don't remember that night specifically.
That's when you did the Rena and Leela show, did a Colbert and Bass show.
Oh, that was here. Okay, that's why.
Yeah, it was Duopalooza.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because that was when all the old people showed up. Not old, like in age, but old as in like
I know.
Prior,
reminiscent.
Prior shows. We could also talk about the election turnout.
That was also a shit show, though.
I think that's it. I think that's all we have.
What was the last one?
The election turnout.
Well, and then no. The story's like car trouble.
Yeah, and then I have actual stories from my life.
Let's talk
car
about
trouble.
That. Yes. Yes.
So there's not really a lot to say except that my car is apparently broke.
How?
Won't
it's
start.
Probably the fuel pump. Because
how?
The engine will crank, but it won't actually ignite. It'll just go the entire time. Not like battery, but like it'll actually start.
It could also be an alternator.
It could be a lot of things, but all
and
these
that's
things
also
that it could be
dollars.
Is expensive.
Yep. Like an alternator, I think, is at least $500.
So all these great plans I had for budgets and stuff go out the window. And I blame Katrina because I didn't have car trouble. from the time
like at
we stopped doing the show.
When Katrina was not
now
around.
We're back doing the show. Car breaks. What do you have to say for yourself?
I'm sorry.
Can I borrow $800?
If I had $800.
Can I borrow $700?
Not quite there yet.
Can I borrow $600?
No.
$20.
I don't want $20. What am I doing with $20?
Get wings.
Yeah. Broken car. Wings.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be, I'm going to have to, it's probably going to be like $700 to fix it. So sucks.
Yay. Yeah.
And it's all around the time where, you know, Christmas
it's
is here.
Christmas.
Yeah. Christmas time is once a year. Every critter holds it dear. Every animal, big or small. Christmas means so much to us all. I mean, I've already got my Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
I'm big on Christmas.
I mean, to be fair, I did decide what I was going to get Mark's family for Christmas.
What is it?
I'm getting his two sisters just cards because I don't have money. But so his dad has this grandfather clock, but it's just like a shelf clock.
Okay.
But every hour it still chimes and sounds like a grandfather clock, and he okay. loves it.
Dong.
And it's great, and he always messes with
Dong.
It, and everyone hates it.
Dong.
Everyone in the family hates it.
Dong.
And we had the Christmas Dong. Sale.
What's happening right now that's really annoying is actually what a grandfather clock is like during a real conversation.
Yeah, because it gets really loud.
Dong.
And or it'll do chimes.
That's what Cameron's butt sounds like.
It will do chimes. Anyway, so
Dong.
Oh my
God. We had our Christmas
it's
sale 12 today,
o'clock. It keeps going. You have to do it 12 times.
One of the ladies pointed out that they had a little clock over in somewhere in one of the tables, and every hour it plays a Christmas carol.
What Christmas?
Because that's Christmas.
I don't know what that was.
So I like was like light bulb.
Is it Mark?
His family
it's Mark's
is going
family.
To hate me, but his father will love me forever.
I hope the clock plays this tune.
No, it does not.
I hope it does.
So I called Mark, and I did not want to tell him what I was getting, but he's just like, well, you need to tell me because if my dad's going to hate it, I don't want you to waste your money. I was
sure.
Like, yeah, I don't want your dad to hate it. But I was like, but I also don't want your family to hate me.
Yeah.
But in
Oh, hey, what time is it? Mark's dad, whatever his name is.
What's Dan.
Hey, Dan, what time is it?
It appears to be 12 p.m.
The clock makes this noise.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah.
No.
Because you live in Detroit.
Yeah, not really.
This is their theme song.
No.
And this comes in the bass.
Not
yet. In a little bit.
Not yet.
In a little bit. I meant in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For Detroit, it should really be like every hour you hear a pack of rabid dogs.
You just hear gunshots every
no.
hour?
No.
Every 30 minutes you hear...
The bass?
Yeah.
But no.
And mixed in with like...
And that's it. I don't know what I'm getting my brother yet, and I'm not getting my parents anything. So, end of story. Anyway, next topic.
That's actually what it sounds like in Detroit all
it's
the time.
It's not true.
That's exactly what it sounds
I spent,
like. With the sound of
I
broken down Chrysler
hours,
driving by the house.
I spent 3 hours in Detroit and did not hear one gunshot.
So. You did. They just have insulated houses.
I was walking the city and did not hear a gunshot.
God, you must have a death wish. What's wrong with you?
No.
Did you go to 8 Mile? Did you cross
actually,
the tracks?
Actually, I did actually see his house.
M&M's?
Mm-hmm.
Or
the
rabbits?
One, the one he grew up in. M&M's.
Mm. Did it look like Rabbit's house?
Mm-hmm.
Did it really?
No.
I didn't think so. Is it a mansion?
No.
Because
that's outside the city.
Yeah. He still lives in Detroit. Yeah, like, he's really big into Detroit. I have no idea
only
why.
Ever, from what I've heard, he only ever really does shows in Detroit.
There was
the majority of his shows is in Detroit. But Kid Rock does the same thing. A lot of the people that are from that area still...
Well, because someone has to care about Detroit. Is that when Mark went back? There was a big old movie, like a big Oscar-winning movie that they wanted Eminem for. But they couldn't assign him because he refused to do the movie unless they filmed the movie in Detroit. But the movie was like set in France. So it like made
silly.
No sense.
Well, he just wanted to get the money into the city.
That's what he did. Makes no sense.
But actually, man. It was all going to the politician. Stupid mayor. Anyway.
So that's my car trouble.
Whee.
Yeah.
I look forward to that update.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. Well, I mean, what's going to happen?
And by update, I mean next year.
Next week, I will still not have a car, but the following show, I will. Because I'm going to get it fixed next payday, but...
You have to.
It's
He's going to complain every morning when he has to wake up at 8 you know, and make my life terrible.
The best thing about daylight savings time is that it feels like 9. So honestly, it's not that bad.
Yet,
waking up at 8.
2 days from now, he's going to be driving me nuts.
The worst part is that I have to leave at 5 every day. Like, because she works 8 to 5.
And then he has to work a full day. It's terrible.
I have to work a full day, and I can't go to lunch. Well, I couldn't anyway because I can't afford it.
You can take my car and go to lunch. I've told him this. I just sit there at work and eat my lunch, so he could take the car and
then
go.
She judges me because she's like, I get to sit here and eat a panini while you're out having a drink with your bros.
That's how that goes?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Exactly like that. She says bros and everything.
Clearly.
I don't know what face you're making right now, but I feel like you're getting shingles all over the microphone.
I am.
Really terrifying. Okay.
Okay.
You vote?
Nope.
She didn't vote in the presidential election. Do you think she was going to vote in the midterm?
I strongly considered it.
I strongly considered
but
it.
But I was
and
only
I
going...
But the couch was so comfortable.
No. One, there was only 3 people that I would have voted for.
Okay.
Two.
You can do a write-in for me, just for the record in the future. Just write me in on everything
two,
else.
I would have had to do it a day early. And three, I just did not feel informed enough because my life consists of this podcast, hours and hours of studying. When I'm not studying, I'm sleeping or driving.
Well, do you know that our age group, the millennials,
does not vote in general?
Only 13%
yep,
vote.
I know. And I know that it's a problem, and I intend to
it's
vote.
It's a huge problem.
I intend to vote.
Because all the old people...
I don't believe you, Katrina.
I feel like I should be an informed voter and not to be like, oh, I'm just going to vote against my party, because that's right.
That's what everyone does.
No, it's not what you're supposed to
that's
do.
That's what the old people do.
That's what the
and
old
so
people do.
And so we need the young people to do it too, so it's not just the old ones.
Yeah, because that works.
Yep.
Well, the old people are just keep voting in the same people over and over again.
Yeah, we can't get anyone new elected.
Yeah. Because, like, Brownback's a great example. Like, he's nationally hated.
But he got reelected.
And he got reelected because people just go in and vote Republican. And he's the only option. And because people our age, who traditionally vote Democrat, don't vote, Republicans win every time.
And this year, we were a state to be watched. Like, if we would have turned Democrat, it would have made a difference.
And I watched the counting of it until 9 o'clock because I'm an old lady
nerd.
I went to bed at 9. I was asleep by 9:30. But and what you watched, it was a 2% race for the three categories that I was watching. And when I went to bed, the Democrats were winning.
Well,
when I went to bed, Pat Roberts was behind 2%. Sam Brownback was behind 2%, and James Schroe was kind of it was neck that one yeah. was tied.
Well, then
in the end he completely just
yeah. Well,
lost.
The thing is that generally for whatever reason, as a blanket statement, large metropolises usually vote Democrat.
Right.
Whatever reason
except
it
Texas.
Is, I have no idea why that is, but generally that's the rule. So Wichita and Kansas City are the biggest cities.
Well, wait.
In Kansas.
Yes.
But because the voter turnout was so low for people our age, only the old people went and they vote red.
Not only that, but all of Johnson County, which they expected
yes.
to have a sweeping Democratic vote, did not.
That's right.
It was a red county.
Because all the people that they thought were going to vote Democrat
didn't
vote.
Well, not only children live in that area.
I don't know what you mean.
I said
children.
Not just people in our age group live in that area.
But the point is, that's why it went red, because the people in our age group didn't vote.
But in a state where there's 3-4 million people, and 3 million of those people live in Sedgwick or Johnson County,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge deal when the people who vote for change or whatever it is don't go and vote. Because there's so many votes there. However those counties go is how the state goes.
Well, right. I mean,
but
that's how that works.
Douglas County, where Lawrence is, the vote was like 35,000 Democrat and like 900 Republican. Like, that place is yeah. so blue. It's hysterical.
That is really funny.
It's really funny. Riley County was blue this year
that.
For the first time, which is really crazy.
It was gonna be.
It's not been like that.
I was surprised a lot of people I knew voted. Like, normally, when I talk about voting,
almost
people
no
are like,
one I knew voted.
No, I'm not going to go vote. Like, I'd say over half of the people at my work voted.
Matt, did you vote? He's not registered yet. He just moved here. Cameron didn't vote. So out of this room, it's just me and you, Chris.
Winner, winner, trick or dinner.
I mean, it's so easy to register to vote, Cameron.
I know.
Just go do it.
I know. Why didn't you vote?
Because. apparently he had finger trouble in the middle region.
Because apparently he's a terrible American.
And this is the douche Cameron we have coming out.
Well, the point I'm going to make here is what I shouldn't say because I'm in a position of speaking where people listen to me and I influence people regardless of just one or two people. I still have some influence. Voting in Kansas doesn't matter until the old people die. It don't matter.
But it does. If we would have come out and voted, it would have mattered.
It wouldn't have
but
mattered.
We didn't.
It wouldn't have. It wouldn't have.
We were one of the states that
the Koch brothers spent so much money.
Well, that's true.
It wouldn't have mattered. And for the record, I voted some Republicans. I'm the most middle of the road people in the world here. I don't vote Democrat just for Democrat. What'd you say over there? He didn't barely win. He crushed. He got 16,000 votes more than everyone else. It was neck and neck until what? It was still Wichita and Kansas City voted, and then he just destroyed. He took a dump on everyone.
It just doesn't make sense because I don't know anyone who likes him.
Like, because we only know our age group, and our age group didn't vote.
Well,
my mom loves Brownback. Like if Brownback came over, took his pants off, she would be on our so
I know,
fast. It would be unbelievable.
I don't watch that much local TV because I don't watch TV in general. But I didn't really even know. It took a long time to remember that it was Davis that was going against Brownback because I only ever saw signs. I'm like, well, who is he running for? Who's
I thought
that?
Davis
What's that
Docking
position?
Was the guy's full name.
I did too.
I was surprised when I went to vote and I was like, wait, Docking's lieutenant governor. LOL.
But there is one person I would like to name drop that I'm very appalled by.
Okay.
And this happened.
His name is Seth Neiman.
This happened when I was in high school, my first voting years.
Is it Lena Dunham?
No. It was Lynn Jenkins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I could not stand her because of her political ads, and I got a sense of her right on. I was like, I do not like her. I don't like her at all. She became in office, and I met someone who knows her, who's they're like family friends, and she's just like, yeah, she's worthless. Yeah. She's a lying sack of shit. And I was surprised because she is yet again up for re-election for what would now be her third
term.
And I didn't even know she was in re-election because, again, I'm not watching TV to even know who's going against her. Yes, I would find it on the ballot when I'm like, oh, look, Lynn Jenkins, screw her.
Wait, don't you get all that junk mail that I get? Like, we get so much.
My dad and I were talking about this morning, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm not going to go into detail.
Here we go.
But I can paraphrase it. My mom tells my dad, oh, look, we got a card in the mail saying how we should vote. And she goes off the list, and it's all one party.
Sure.
One party.
Of course.
It's literally just going down the ticket and voting for the one party. And my dad's just like, yeah, okay. And he's just like, no, that's not what you do.
But that's what 90%
that's what
of
idiots
Kansans
do.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't want to be. Yes, I'm an idiot for not voting.
But you didn't vote at all.
That's still true.
But I'm going to say,
I know that I have no room to complain in 2 years. Like, I don't plan on it. Like, yeah, I can complain about, like, in general, this place sucks.
You really should vote for the people you know and that you don't. You write in nothing.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's what you should do.
You can skip them, too. You can skip them.
Yeah. Because those three votes matter. Because the three that you know are probably the most important positions.
And you can
most
states provide, like, I got a ton of things on my Twitter and stuff with, like, a link the day of that I just looked at lunch that was like, this is what this person, you know, like, brief
the general info. Well, I know I have websites that, like, you can look at the people in office, how much they were there, the items they voted on, which way they voted, if they voted.
Sure.
Yeah. But what I wanted is it when I looked at that site, it gave a list of every single item. So there was like 100+ pages. And I was just like, and then when you click on the documents, like it's gibberish. Like,
yeah.
I have no idea what this
is
saying.
No, yeah. I get you.
And I really wish there was a website that just had the percentage. Like, everyone came out with different numbers saying that Pat Roberts, the senator, was at less than half of each. He's on like five committees, including ag, which is why he was voted into office, because being an agricultural community.
I mean, generally the rule of thumb
is he was there for 38% of it.
If your state
something else
sucks,
said 50.
If your state sucks or your country sucks, you vote out the people that are there and give someone new a chance. Unless the person believes in white supremacy, generally nothing's going to happen anyway.
Well,
at least there's a reboot.
I know there's some people who specifically, it's not so much that they're voting someone back in office as much as they were just voting against the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah,
so like yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I like this person because he is. It's I like this person because he's the opposite.
The whole ad against Greg Orman was that he votes with Obama.
Yeah.
And one girl at my work was like, why don't they tell me what's good about that candidate instead of telling me why he's bad? I need to know about him, not about this guy votes with Obama. Okay, I get it.
Well, it's because it's easier to
well, yeah. Because like that's what I want. In a perfect world, I would get what you stand for and not what this person is bad at. But it was quite hilarious watching the worst political ads across the board.
Yeah.
Because this
one
guy,
the pig slaughterer.
I did not, but I was.
I used to castrate pigs.
That's what it is.
I was driving, and so
did
I
you see
heard
the one
this.
Of the lady with the chicken.
No, I was driving the day of the election, so I spent 2 hours listening to the radio.
Sounds horrible.
It was, but it talked about this guy and how he hates puppies. Literally was the ad, but it went back and forth with like, I'm so-and-so and I approve this message, and what that guy said is not true. And then it was like, what that guy said is not true. And it built on itself,
there's
but
a
it was
random
all
ad.
The same commercial they were recycling.
Yeah, and then there's an ad played by some corporation that's like, this man murders women and steals your lunch money.
And paid for by
America's prosperity.
Yeah, I know. I like the ones where they have like police sirens and it's like all flashy and they're like,
Barack Obama was caught carrying Greg Orman in his pocket next to a bag of marijuana, paid for by Americans Rule.
The one commercial that I enjoyed is it was meant to be comical, but people didn't like it because it was comical, not serious. And it was where they talked about this guy lying and not doing what he's supposed to, and they had a Pinocchio nose next to all of the stats, and they
That's
would talk
beautiful.
About all this other stuff, and then they'd change topics and his angle would change and a new nose would grow and then a new picture would show up, a new topic would show up, and the nose would grow.
If I had That's seen that hilarious. commercial, I would have voted for the guy that made that.
It
that
was,
just seems
and
great.
So they were just like, people, you know, aren't gonna vote for him now because or aren't gonna vote for that
so we
candidate
were, we've only
they,
got 3 minutes left in the show.
Damn it.
So real quick,
no,
did you see the Pat Roberts, Bill Snyder commercial
controversy? Oh my God, no. Yes, I did. I hate this topic.
Okay.
It pisses me off so much.
I mean, it's just, my biggest thing is, what did Bill Snyder think he was doing?
I know. Please tell me he
it
is not
no
fucking stupid.
Sense.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, you're just
it's
recording
illegal.
Me?
Oh, this
it
camera in my face? Yeah, sure. I'll talk about Pat Roberts.
Right. Like, what was he thinking? Oh, are you just going to play this at family gatherings for your friends?
No, he has a video camera in the middle of political season.
It doesn't make any sense.
And that's where I hate because, like, K-State, bless their heart, had to play, like, cover-up. Like, they had to, like, not cover-up, but they had to counteract it. Like, this is not something we stand for.
And then Bill Snyder's like, oh, I apologize. I don't actually support anybody, even though I was on camera saying I did. Don't look at that.
Saying he's my friend.
Yeah, exactly. I love
Pat
Robert.
He's a great
Robert.
Friend.
He's a good friend, so you should vote for him because Bill Snyder's friends are good enough to run for Senate.
And
as
so
long as their money's tall.
Like your southern accent.
I don't know. I'm Bill Snyder.
That feels
we gotta
it just,
go.
It kills me.
We gotta take a break.
It pisses me off, and I hope he gets reprimanded.
He won't.
I know. He's a fucking god.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we should have voted him out of office. That would have taught him a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't vote, so there you go.
I did.
Well, I did too, but Katrina did. So good job.
Thanks.
We'll be right back. America! All right. Welcome back to On the Internet.
When I say welcome, we'll see you next time.
Well, we got a little bit. What did Trevor say? You text him during the break. You say anything funny?
No.
Okay.
He gave me a list of partial jokes he said, but none of which do I remember.
Okay. Well, great times. All right, well, the show's basically over.
Woo!
So,
thanks for the party.
Another successful show. Yay for
Today
us.
Today was very successful.
Well,
it was.
I think
like
it was.
A good show.
We had a good discussion. It flew by. It was a lot better than last week's episode, which was terrible.
Yep, always.
But, yeah, so join us next week. We'll be here live
on
8 p.m. Central Time on Wednesday. For some reason, there's no excuse, but if for some reason you do miss the live show, there are new episodes every Thursday at duo.com. And I would be remiss of my radioness if I didn't mention that half of Car Talk is no longer with us. Tom Magliozzi, who is half
yes.
of Car Talk, he
yes,
died like 70 some years old. He was a big influence on me and hundreds of other radio people out there. Mm-hmm. So I think we should at least I should honor him a little bit.
Absolutely.
So. We still got one of them. I'm sure he's close to the grave as well, but either way. He'll be missed. Him and Kurt Craddock. They're dropping like flies, man. But anyway, I guess that's it for us.
So, see you next week. Yep.
So to honor them, even though Cameron grimaces every time this comes out of my mouth, this is Duo.com. Bananas.
On the Internet is a production of Duo, executive produced by Seth Neiman and Cameron Wolford. I hope you enjoyed your time today. Please come back and join us next time on the Internet. Logging out now. Goodbye.